According to the Department of Justice report released yesterday, 40 people were killed during domestic violence disputes in 2006. More than half were women, killed by a family member who used a knife or a gun. Of the more than 25,000 reported cases of domestic violence, about half resulted in prison or jail sentences for the perpetrator. The DOJ statistics don't include children killed by parents or siblings, or the deaths of perpetrators who commit suicide. That's a number you can find in the report issued by the Wisconsin Coalition Against Domestic Violence.
We really want to describe the totality of people who are killed in the midst of domestic violence.
Patty Seeger is the coalition's director. She says in 2005 there were 46 domestic violence homicides, including 6 perpetrators who committed suicide. Seeger says most such murders take place soon after a spouse, boyfriend, or girlfriend has threatened to end the relationship. She says the best way to prevent those murders is to make sure the victim has a trained person to talk to.
To help the victim sort out whether or not what they want to do is get a restraining order, whether or not they want to leave, do they feel that they need to go into hiding. Trained advocates working in local domestic violence programs are really highly skilled at sorting those issues through with victims.
Seeger says while every county in the state has at least one such advocate, there aren't enough programs to meet the needs of all victims, and most domestic violence shelters have waiting lists. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.